Welcome to the Space Daily Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, NASA scientists photograph this incredible volcano on one of Jupiter's moons. Second, NASA says goodbye to Mars and admits its biggest failure. Not possible using present day. Third, inside Voyager 1's comeback, NASA rescues humanity's distant messenger. Fourth, the Guardian view on NASA's next frontier, exploring the hidden oceans of Uranus is worth it. Fifth, NASA on AM-enabled rotating detonation rocket engine, three-dimensional printing industry awards 2024. Sixth, a strange toxic smell detected on Sunita Williams space station. Lastly, stuck NASA astronauts reveal their Thanksgiving plans in space. Our top story today is about an incredible discovery by NASA scientists who have captured stunning images of a volcano on Io, one of Jupiter's moons. This remarkable feat was achieved by Juno, a spacecraft launched in 2011 to explore Jupiter and its moons. Juno has been orbiting Jupiter using only solar energy, and although it was initially slated to operate until 2021, its mission has been extended to 2025, thanks to its invaluable contributions. Juno's recent close approach to Io, coming within just 1,500 kilometers of the moon's surface, has allowed it to capture the most detailed images ever seen of this volcanic landscape. The photographs reveal bright orange lava flows, a testament to Io's intense tectonic activity. This moon is constantly being reshaped by the gravitational forces exerted by Jupiter and its neighboring moons, Europa and Ganymede. The driving force behind Io's volcanic activity is the immense heat generated by its constant compression and stretching, caused by Jupiter's gravity. Scientists believe that beneath Io's surface, there could be a global ocean of magma or regions of lava similar to Earth's upper mantle. Unraveling this mystery is one of Juno's primary objectives. Ashley Davies, a NASA researcher specializing in Io, emphasizes the importance of understanding where all the lava comes from. The images provided by Juno are just the beginning, with another ultra-close pass scheduled for February 3, 2024. Each flyby presents Juno with the challenge of enduring radiation to uncover more secrets of this unique moon. Juno's mission is a testament to the power of combining technology, curiosity, and courage in space exploration. These images bring us closer to understanding our universe and demonstrate that even a small spacecraft can achieve monumental discoveries. We eagerly anticipate what more Juno will reveal as it continues its journey around Jupiter. Turning to our next story, NASA has recently announced a significant shift in its approach to Mars exploration, acknowledging that the ambitious goal of terraforming the Red Planet is not feasible with current technology. For decades, the concept of transforming Mars into a habitable environment has been a tantalizing prospect for scientists and enthusiasts alike. The idea of terraforming Mars gained momentum through science fiction literature and films, which inspired many to believe that Mars could be humanity's second home. However, NASA's recent statement acknowledges the monumental task at hand, which could take centuries to even begin. The primary obstacles include Mars's thin atmosphere and lack of essential resources, such as carbon dioxide, necessary to initiate a greenhouse effect. NASA researchers have highlighted that Mars' atmosphere contains less than 1% of the atmospheric pressure found on Earth, and the planet lacks a magnetic field to protect it from cosmic radiation. This reality presents a daunting challenge for retaining heat and creating a stable climate necessary for human life. Although NASA is exploring advanced technologies like solar sail propulsion to potentially aid in warming Mars, even the full release of the planet's carbon dioxide would not suffice to create a breathable atmosphere. The idea of importing gases from Earth or elsewhere remains beyond our current technological capabilities. The absence of a magnetic field on Mars is another significant hurdle. Earth's magnetic field plays a crucial role in shielding us from harmful solar and cosmic radiation, a feature Mars lost billions of years ago. Creating an artificial magnetic shield is not achievable with today's technology. While the dream of terraforming Mars may remain elusive for several millennia, the possibility of human visits to Mars within this century is still on the horizon. This endeavor would require immense human creativity and labor over generations to transform Mars into a planet resembling Earth. In today's mission updates, we're diving into the remarkable recovery of NASA's Voyager 1 spacecraft, humanity's distant messenger cruising through interstellar space. After a communication hiccup last month, Voyager 1 has triumphantly resumed normal operations, continuing its mission against the backdrop of power constraints that accompany its advanced age. The communication breakdown occurred when Voyager 1 unexpectedly switched off its primary X-band radio transmitter, opting instead for the weaker S-band transmitter. At a staggering distance of about 15.4 billion miles from Earth, this switch rendered the mission team unable to receive scientific data or updates on the spacecraft's engineering status. Earlier this month, engineers successfully reactivated Voyager 1's X-band transmitter, allowing the spacecraft to resume data collection from its four active science instruments. This comeback is a testament to the resilience and ingenuity of the mission team, who are now working to fully restore the probe to its previous operational state by resetting the system that synchronizes its three onboard computers. Voyager 1, along with its twin Voyager 2, operates with extremely tight power margins, relying on radioisotope thermoelectric generators, or RTGs, which convert heat from decaying plutonium into electricity. However, the spacecraft loses about 4 watts of power each year, prompting the team to turn off non-essential systems, including heaters for some science instruments. Interestingly, despite the lower temperatures, the instruments have continued to function, defying expectations. The mission team uses computer models to predict power usage, but factors such as aging components and the unpredictable behavior of hardware introduce uncertainties. Currently, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 are the only spacecraft operating in interstellar space. Their long service has led to an increase in technical challenges, yet they continue to provide invaluable data on particles, plasma, and magnetic fields beyond our solar system. Our next story takes us to the distant reaches of our solar system, where NASA is setting its sights on Uranus, a planet that has long been overshadowed by its more famous neighbors, Jupiter and Saturn. For nearly 4 decades, Uranus and its 5 largest moons were considered frozen and lifeless, based on data from Voyager 2's flyby in 1986. However, new analyses suggest that these celestial bodies may harbor hidden oceans, challenging our previous assumptions. This revelation has sparked renewed interest in Uranus, with NASA proposing a $4 billion mission to explore the ice giant and its moons. The agency aims to launch this mission by 2032, strategically using Jupiter's gravity to slingshot the spacecraft towards Uranus, with an arrival planned by 2050. This timing coincides with a planetary equinox, when sunlight will illuminate the planet from pole to pole, offering a unique opportunity for observation. The exploration of Uranus feels like stepping into the realm of science fiction, reminiscent of tales where humanity ventures to distant worlds in search of life. Jeffrey A. Landis, a NASA scientist and author, captured this spirit in his 1999 short story, Into the Blue Abyss, which imagines life existing within the deep, dark oceans of Uranus. This narrative reflects our real-world aspirations to discover life beyond Earth, even in the most unexpected places. Studying Uranus and its twin Neptune is crucial for understanding similar ice giants in distant star systems. Over the past 30 years, astronomers have discovered more than 550 exoplanets, many of which are described as Earth-like. However, none have perfectly matched the conditions of a rocky planet within a star's habitable zone. The possibility that Uranus or its moons could harbor life, albeit in forms unfamiliar to us, adds an exciting dimension to our quest for extraterrestrial life. If Uranus or its moons are found to contain hidden seas, they would join an intriguing list of ocean worlds within our solar system, such as Jupiter's moon Europa and Saturn's moon Enceladus, where the potential for life could exist. This exploration not only seeks to answer the age-old question of whether we are alone in the universe, but also to understand if life's building blocks are more common than we ever imagined. In today's Tech Advances, we delve into NASA's pioneering work with the Rotating Detonation Rocket Engine, a transformative propulsion system that has garnered attention at the 3D Printing Industry Awards 2024. This innovative engine is being developed with the help of additive manufacturing techniques and specialized alloys, promising to revolutionize space propulsion. Thomas Teasley, a liquid propulsion engineer at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center, explains that the Rotating Detonation Rocket Engine utilizes detonative combustion to achieve higher efficiency and specific impulse than traditional rocket engines. This method generates thrust through continuous spinning detonation waves within a circular combustion chamber, offering a more efficient and potentially reusable propulsion system for future space missions. The development of this engine heavily relies on additive manufacturing, particularly laser powder bed fusion and specialized NASA alloys like GR-COP42 and GRX-810. These materials allow for the creation of complex integrated structures, such as coolant channels and injector orifices, which are crucial for managing the extreme conditions within the engine and are impossible to produce using traditional machining methods. Testing for temperature, pressure, and vibratory responses ensures the engine's reliability under the harsh conditions of spaceflight. The Rotating Detonation Rocket Engine, in collaboration with Venus Aerospace and REM Surface Engineering, has been nominated for the Aerospace, Space, or Defense Application of the Year at the 2024 Awards. This groundbreaking technology not only addresses current industry challenges like supply chain vulnerabilities and material performance limitations, but also paves the way for more efficient and sustainable space exploration. As this engine technology matures, it is expected to play a significant role in future human missions to the Moon and Mars, with its first flight possibly within the next 5 to 10 years. In today's human spaceflight news, a peculiar and potentially hazardous situation arose aboard the International Space Station, involving a strange, toxic smell detected by the crew. The incident occurred when astronauts opened the Progress MS-29 cargo spacecraft, which had delivered essential supplies to the station. Upon opening the hatch, the crew noticed an unusual odor and discovered small droplets inside the spacecraft. The astronauts, led by Commander Sunita Williams, acted swiftly to address the potential hazard. They immediately sealed the hatch to isolate the affected area from the rest of the station, preventing the spread of any harmful substances. NASA responded by activating air scrubbing systems throughout the station to cleanse the atmosphere. As a precautionary measure, the crew donned personal protective equipment while assessing the situation. Their prompt actions ensured their safety and allowed them to continue operations without disruption. NASA has since confirmed that the air quality on the ISS has returned to normal, posing no further risk to the crew. The source of the odor remains under investigation, with ongoing efforts to determine whether it originated from the Progress spacecraft itself or the vestibule connecting it to the ISS. Despite the incident, the Progress MS-29 is scheduled to remain docked at the ISS for another 6 months, after which it will return to Earth with waste materials. In lighter news, as the astronauts navigate these challenges, they also prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving in space. Sunita Williams and her colleagues, including Will Moore, Nick Haig, and Alexander Gorbunov, plan to enjoy the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, followed by a festive meal featuring smoked turkey, cranberry, apple cobbler, green beans with mushrooms, and mashed potatoes. Sunita Williams is expected to return to Earth in February 2025, following a mission extended due to a technical glitch with the Boeing Starliner. She and her colleague Butch Wilmore will journey back aboard the SpaceX Dragon Freedom spacecraft, marking the end of their extended stay aboard the ISS. In a heartwarming update from the International Space Station, NASA astronauts, who are currently unable to return to Earth due to technical difficulties, have shared their plans for celebrating Thanksgiving in space. Despite the challenges of being far from home, the crew is determined to enjoy the holiday with a sense of gratitude and camaraderie. Commander Sunita Williams, along with her fellow astronauts Wilmore, Nick Hague, and Alexander Gorbunov, have planned a special Thanksgiving celebration. They intend to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, a tradition that brings a slice of earthly festivity to their orbiting home. The team has also prepared a festive meal, featuring smoked turkey, cranberry, apple cobbler, green beans with mushrooms, and mashed potatoes. These dishes, although specially packaged for space travel, offer a comforting taste of home and a reminder of the holiday's spirit. Sunita Williams, who has been aboard the ISS for an extended mission due to a technical glitch with the Boeing Starliner, is expected to return to Earth in February 2025. She will travel back with her colleague Butch Wilmore aboard the SpaceX Dragon Freedom spacecraft. The astronauts' Thanksgiving plans highlight the resilience and adaptability of those living and working in space. Despite the obstacles, they maintain a positive outlook, fostering a sense of community and gratitude that transcends the vast distance from Earth.